Welcome to Zichron Dossi Money Man. We have Ram Goldar, and today we're Zechron Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Vav. This is going to be an abbreviated share. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, it was written Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's ledger, how a person's nature is determined based on the day of the week he was born. For example, one born on Sunday will be a man of one nature without one trace of any other nature in him. Ravashi says that this means that the person's nature will either be all good, without a trace of bad, or all bad, without a trace of good. And the Gemara explains the reason a person born on Sunday will tend to extremes is because the Ibru Bei Or V'Choshech, on Sunday, the first day of creation, light and darkness were created. Rabbi Chanina said to the Talmidim who read the ledger, they should go and tell Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, "Will mazel yom gorim el mazel shagorim." It's not the celestial sign of the day that influences a man's nature. Rather, it's the celestial sign that dominates at the hour of one's birth. For example, one born during the hour of Mars will be a spiller of blood. Rabbi Yashi says that he's destined either to be a bloodletter, a thief, a shoychet, or a moel. Point number two, Rabbi Chanina holds that mazel determines one's level of intelligence and wealth, and that yesh mazel Yisrael, mazel applies to Yisrael, which Rashi explains to mean that even tefillah and tzedakah cannot change it. Rabbi Yochanan holds ein mazel Yisrael. The celestial signs hold no sway over Yisrael, which Rashi explains to mean that tefillah and tzedakah can change one's mazel. But their melchokas only refers to individuals, as they both agree on a national level, ein mazel Yisrael. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, a proof for ein mazel Yisrael is that when Avram Avinu questioned who was going to inherit him, given that he knew astrologically that he was not destined to have a son, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Tzei me'istagnino shelcha she'ein mazel Yisrael." Go outside of your astrology, for the celestial signs hold no sway over Yisrael. And point number three, the Gemara brings a number of incidents that illustrate ein mazel Yisrael. In one case, Avlet, a non-Jewish astrologer, had said a certain man was going to die, and Shmuel said that if the man was Jewish, he would live. When the man returned alive, Avlet threw off this man's pack of reeds and found a snake cut in pieces. Shmuel asked the man what he had done to make him deserving to be spared from death. The man explained that he saved the man who forgot to bring bread to a group meal from embarrassment by pretending to take bread from him. Shmuel told him he did a mitzvah and expounded, "Utztaka tatzimamavis," and charity saves from death. Veloma misa mashuna, and not just from an unusual death, eloma misa atzma, but even death itself. So once again, the three topics are, number one, it was written Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's ledger how a person's nature is determined based on the day of the week he was born. For example, one born on Sunday will be a man of one nature without one trace of any other nature in him. Ravashi says that this means that the person's nature will either be all good without a trace of bad, or all bad without a trace of good. The Gemara explains the reason a person born on Sunday will tend to extremes is because the Ibru Bei Or V'Choshech, on Sunday, the first day of creation, light and darkness were created. Rabbi Chanina said to the Talmidim who read the ledger, they should go and tell Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, "Well, mazel yom gorim el mazel shagorim." It's not the celestial sign of the day that influences a man's nature. Rather, it's a celestial sign that dominates at the hour of one's birth. For example, one born during the hour of Mars will be a spiller of blood. Rabbi Ashi says that he's destined to either be a bloodletter, a thief, a shoychet, or a moel. Point number two, Rabbi Chanina holds that mazel determines one's level of intelligence and wealth, and that yesh mazel Yisrael, mazel applies to Yisrael, which Rashi explains to mean that even tefillah and tzedakah cannot change it. Rabbi Yochanan holds ein mazel Yisrael, the celestial signs hold no sway of Yisrael, which Rashi explains to mean that tefillah and tzedakah can change one's mazel. Their machlokas only refers to individuals, as they both agree on a national level, ein mazel Yisrael. And reviewed in the name of Rav brings a proof that ein mazel Yisrael from when Avram questioned who was going to inherit him, given he knew astrologically that he was not destined to have a son. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Tzei me'istagnino shelcha she'ein mazel Yisrael." Go outside of your astrology, for the celestial signs hold no sway over Yisrael. And point number three, the Gemara brings a number of incidents that illustrate ein mazel Yisrael. In one case, Avlet, a non-Jewish astrologer, had said a certain man was going to die, and Shmuel said that if the man was Jewish, he would live. When the man returned alive, Avlet threw off this man's pack of reeds and found a snake cut in pieces. Shmuel asked the man what he had done to make him deserving to be spared from death. The man explained that he saved a man who forgot to bring bread to a group meal from embarrassment by pretending to take bread from him. Shmuel told him he did a mitzvah and expounded, "Utztaka tatzimamavis," and charity saves from death, "Veloma misa mashuna," and not just from an unusual death, "Eloma misa atzma," but even from death itself. Alright, so now we go to our Simra Kuf Nun Vav, and this case was almost unanimous. People suggested canoe for Kuf Nun Vav. So we're going to use canoe for Kuf Nun Vav. Thank you everybody for your suggestions, and here goes. When a baby was born on the canoe trip Sunday during the hour of Mars, to the man whose davening finally changed his mazal, everybody sat down for a group meal of bread, and no one was embarrassed. So once again, in slow motion. When a baby is born on the Kanutrip, that must mean we're on Daf Kuf Nun Vav. When a baby was born on the Kanutrip Sunday during the hour of Mars, which reminds us, it was written Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's ledger how a person's nature is determined based on the day of the week he was born. For example, one born on Sunday will be a man of one nature without one trace of any other nature in him. Rav Ashi says that this means that the person's nature will either be all good or all bad. The Gemara explains the reason a person born on Sunday will tend to extremes is because the Ibru Be'or V'choshech, on Sunday, the first day of creation, light and darkness were created. Rechinia said to the Talmidim who read the ledger, they should go and tell Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, will mazel yom gorim el mazel sha'a gorim. It's not the celestial sign of the day that influences man's nature, rather it's a celestial sign that dominates at the hour of one's birth. For example, one born during the hour of Mars will be a spiller of blood. Rabbi Ashi says that he's destined to be either a bloodletter, thief, shochet, or moel. So when the baby was born on the Kanutrip Sunday during the hour of Mars, to the man whose davening finally changed his mazal, which reminds us, Rav Chanina holds that mazal determines one's level of intelligence and wealth, and that yesh mazal Yisrael, mazal pais Yisrael, which Rashi explains to mean that even tefillah and staka cannot change it. Rav Yochanan holds ein mazal Yisrael, the celestial signs hold no sway over Yisrael, which Rashi explains to mean that tefillah and staka can change one's mazal. The machlokas only refers to individuals, as they both agree on a national level, ein mazal Yisrael. And Rav Yud in the name of Rav brings a proof that ein mazal Yisrael from when Avram questioned who was going to inherit him, given that he knew astrologically he was not destined to have a son. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Tzei mi'izdegninos shelcha, she'ein mazal Yisrael." Go outside of your astrology, for the celestial signs hold no sway over Yisrael. So when a baby was born on the Kanutrip Sunday during the hour of Mars, to the man whose davening finally changed his mazal, everybody sat down for a group meal of bread, and no one was embarrassed. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a number of incidents that illustrate ein mazal Yisrael. In one case, Avlet, a non-Jewish astrologer, had said a certain man was going to die. And Shmuel said if the man was Jewish, he would live. When the man returned alive, Avlet threw off this man's pack of reeds and found a snake cut in pieces. Shmuel asked the man what he had done to make him deserving to be spared from death. The man explained that he saved a man who forgot to bring bread to a group meal from embarrassment by pretending to take bread from him. Shmuel told him he did a mitzvah and expounded, Utztaka tatsuma mavis, and charity saves from death. V'loba misa mishuna, and not just from an unusual death, elma misa atzma, but even from death itself. So once again, when a baby was born on the Kanutrip Sunday during the hour of Mars, to the man whose davening finally changed his mazal, everybody sat down for a group meal of bread, and no one was embarrassed. This is Rabbi Avram Gold from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.